What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, September 9th of 2024, the first Monday following NFL Week 1. Hope everyone had a nice, fun Sunday here. I know I enjoyed the games, but for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we do this show on Saturdays now at 12:30 p.m. Eastern to accommodate college football. So a little change there. Had our first 12:30 p.m. Eastern show on Saturday. Thought it went well, all things considered. So that will be the time moving forward. But it is Monday here, and Mondays during NFL season, we announce the winners to our Max Challenge on Monday. So this is our first week of the NFL Max Challenge. I know a lot of people participating in that, super excited about it. We had a huge turnout week one, so thank you all for participating. And let me get the Max Challenge here up on the screen in case anybody hasn't seen it yet. So at the end of the year, for golf here, we did our birdie battle, right? We gave away two tickets to the Masters. This year for NFL, we are going to be giving away two tickets to the Super Bowl, otherwise known as the big game here. So at the end of the Max Challenge, one person is going to win two tickets to go to the 2025 Super Bowl. So super cool, super happy to be giving this prize away. But as far as prizes for this week here, we had, normally what we're going to be doing here is top finisher for the week is going to be getting a custom Saber Sim hoodie and a entry into the end of the season free roll. And then we're going to be giving away random entries into next week's mini max here. So that is normally what happens when you win. Now for week one, Andy wanted to do something special. So instead of just a hoodie and the free roll, the winner, the highest score for the mini max for week one, is going to get a free year of Saber Sim Ultimate. We're going to be randomly giving away not only the tickets to next week's mini max, but a Yeti cooler as well to a random winner. And then not only is the top finisher going to get a Saber Sim hoodie, everybody who participated in week one NFL is going to get a Saber Sim hoodie. So everyone this week was the top finisher because we are so happy that everybody participated here. So super cool stuff there. To announce our winner for the free year of Saber Sim Ultimate, top scorer was Stubbs0001 with a fourth place finish in the main mini max and 186.86 points. Congratulations, Stubbs. You are our first winner of the season here. All the winners, our support team will reach out to you guys and we'll make sure that you claim your prizes. So I just shared this sheet in the Office Hours channel in Discord. You can go into the Discord and view it. It's pinned to the Office Hours channel. If you look up at the top, as more messages come in, this sheet will be pinned so everybody could check. We make sure we're very thorough with this. I think there were six total mini maxes, so I believe we got everybody. Now I've grabbed all the names from everybody who participated, dropped them into our trusty wheel of names. We had 327 people participate this week, most we've ever had. So just shows, you know, how many people are enjoying the tool. We really hope you guys like it. We work super hard on it. But I am going to spin for the random ticket entrant winner first. And then secondly, we will do the Yeti cooler. So let's take a spin here to see who gets tickets to next week's mini max. And the names are so small, we can't even read them. M Hart 1274. Congratulations. You're going to be our giveaway winner. I'm just going to write it down. M Hart 1274. I'll get the sheet updated after the show. And then now we are going to remove them. We are going to shuffle here. And then we're going to run another spin here to see who gets the Yeti cooler that we're giving away. So it looks like our winner will be Steven underscore 1974 gets the Yeti cooler. Awesome stuff, everybody. Appreciate you guys participating. Those are our giveaways for this week. And we have plenty of more things to give away for the rest of the season. But our team will be reaching out to the winners here. So be on the lookout for some communication from us on our end. But with that said, let's get Saberson pulled up and we will jump into regular office hours here and start answering some questions. So let me just get Saber Sim up on the screen. And let's get the showdown slate. So we have Monday Night Football Showdown. Looks like we have a 6-game MLB slate. So plenty of DFS action to play today. All right, SaberSim coming up here. All right, first question that came in. This one actually came in from support. Question says, one of the things I've always struggled with in 6 years of NFL DFS play is by how much to constrict my player pool. I noticed running SaberSim this weekend that the number of players for each position in my run was quite large. Wouldn't it be wiser to restrict the size of my player pool? It's hard to get the correct combination for a winning lineup when I have all the great plays in my lineups somewhere, but they're so spread out that the right combination for a winning lineup is hard to get. How does SaberSim account for having a reasonably sized player pool? Thanks. Okay, good question here. I'm not somebody who constricts my player pool very specifically at all. The only thing I will do, I don't like to see players who, you know, are like 0 point projected and stuff, or, oh, this is like for showdown. But if we were doing like a classic slate, right? Like I got the Monday to Thursday loaded up here, was doing a demo earlier on some stuff. But I'll say the only thing I'll do here is just set a filter to get rid of like the lowest projected plays. For me, that ends up being plays that are like 1 to 2 points projected. And you can see like these plays get really low ownership to start with. So I think it's okay to come in here and get rid of some of these plays. In my opinion, the way I think about it is, you know, probably makes a little less sense on like a 2-game slate. But if like this was the classic slate, right? These players are going to be so low owned, you probably just better off getting to players with a little bit more upside. Like if, you know, your running back highest, you know, 1% outcome is 10 points. You know, there are probably so many other running backs where 10 points is their floor, right? But you know, there's like salary things and like, and other considerations. But all in all, I think it's okay to constrict your player pool. I don't mind doing that. It's not something we really like recommend in our content because we're still using the Sims and players are coming up in lineups as frequently as they are coming up in the Sims. So yeah, maybe a player is bad, you know, most of the time, but not all the time, right? He's still showing up in 2 to 3% of Sims. Well, sometimes, you know, you might want to get to that player like 2 to 3% of the time, right? That's kind of how we approach it. But that being said, I think it's okay to constrict your player pool if you want, but we don't really have like guidelines around how to do that. I think something else that you could probably do is, you know, like, let's say you go back to the main slate yesterday, right? You can go back here and just kind of see how top pros do this, right? Like you're like, hey, I have, you know, this many, quarterbacks, this many running backs, this many wide receivers, you know, these are my splits or whatever, right? Come in here and just like see how somebody else handled this, right? So maybe you go and look at, I know we don't have post contest sims for all of these, but maybe the slant is like a good one. So let's go look at the slant here. 26,000 entries, it's like decent enough. So let's go look at people who max out the slant, right? So I'm going to go to users. I'm going to set entries equal to 150. And then I'm going to sort by sim ROI. So for instance, let's go look at like Shady Advice, right? So I come in here and I say, okay, you know, I'm going to filter for Shady. It's going to show me all his exposures, right? I can come in here and then I can see how many of each player he used. And I don't think this number is updating correctly because I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I believe I counted like 21 quarterbacks here, but I think like part of this is kind of what I was talking about, where it's like, you know what, these players might not be great most of the time, but they are okay, like, you know, 1-3% of the time. And like, he's getting to a lot of low projected quarterbacks about around their ownership, right? Like pretty close, you know, to probably what he considers to be like their optimal rate. And, you know, that's not a bad thing, right? If you want to avoid these plays and focus on some better projected plays, better value plays, whatever it may be, that's okay too. But, you know, that's just one player, right? And then we go see, okay, he had 21 quarterbacks in his lineups. Let's go and look at another top pro, right? Chipotle Attic, very well-known name, right? So we come in here. And we see he used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 at Fields, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, right? 16 quarterbacks instead of 21. So it's going to vary, but my point is you can look at like some of the top players in the lobbies and see what they're doing and get some ideas. And it's not like, oh, Chipotle used 16, you know, I can only use 16. But if you're looking for opinions about, you know, what's good, what's bad, you could look at, you know, maxing out these contests are, you know, people with really large bankrolls and probably long-term winners, right? I see Danny here, you know, I see Papa Gates, Oxen Duck, you know, very well-known names, Royal Pain, like in the DFS industry, if you know, you pay attention to that stuff, right? Giant Squid, Kurt, all these guys. So go and look at them and then see what they're doing and see, you know, if your hypothesis makes sense and you see other top people doing that. Good question there to get us started. Next question. How do I limit team stacks to only include stacks with a quarterback? Getting some zero QB with one running back and one wide receiver from the same team. So what I would do is go and create a rule that says, no, not a filter, sorry, rules. So I would say something where group auto, I would say if at least one team's quarterback, group by team, positions quarterback only, then come down here and say, then I must use at least one on the same team. And then you can decide if you want to leave running back, wide receiver, tight end checked, how specific you want to be. You can also do stacking rules. So you could do like a stack advanced rule where say, hey, I want to use one quarterback and at least one wide receiver tight end, or at least one running back wide receiver tight end, or we have like running back tight end split, wide receiver running back, right? We have like these different combinations. So a stack advanced rule might work well for you as well. So I would try the group rule or the stacking rule. One of those two should help. All right. Hey, thank you for all your help and support throughout the year. I'm new to using DK. Can you go through or link me to using SaberSim with DraftKings? Also was very confused using the new app, multi-fill versus single, lots of dupes in multi-fill. Can you review? Much thanks. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a few really good videos on our YouTube channel. Let me just pull those up for the NFL season to start. We release a bunch of content leading up to week 1. So I want to make sure people saw that. And if we go to YouTube, so if you go to playlists, they're going to be in this list, how to beat NFL DFS in 2024. You can also see them in the videos, the recent videos. So big SaberSim update, walking through the new app, NFL showdown video, NFL classic video, and then just another NFL video here. So check these out. I will post a link to these videos in the Discord where you asked this question. So as far as like using SaberSim with DK, this is probably going to be the best video here, in my opinion. So I'll link you that one. And then let's jump back to SaberSim, and then let's talk about multi-fill versus single fill. But let me drop this link in the Discord before doing that. Oops, dropped the wrong video. Let me check that out. I guess showdown makes sense. I dropped the showdown video, but I guess that makes sense for tonight. But I'll just link all three of these videos. They'll be solid resources. All right, let's get SaberSim back up. So let's go and talk about multi-fill versus single fill. So let's go back to today. Have an entries file for this Monday to Thursday slate. Let's go build some lineups. Build 500. And now we're just waiting for lineups to build. All right, lineups are just about finished. Okay, so now that we're in the post build, let's talk about multi-fill versus single fill. We're just using SaberScore. No need to contest him to do this. So right now we are in the single fill view. That is where you get to see the entire lineup here, right? Get to see the lineup. So when I click on this target area and it says 11 contests, which is how many I have, it's going to show me a list of all the contests, right? I could come in here. I could do one at a time. I could do a group. I could do a bunch of different things. I can reorder them, right? And then I also have the fill methods available, rank, unique, random. This is the closest to the old SaberSim lineup fill as we have, right? This is going to be as similar to the old way as you're used to. So, yeah, you would just select your contests. You would go and you'd fill them. One thing, right, if you select a different number of contests, say I want to do only this 30 entry, right? Okay, well, when I select only one contest, the My Lineups is going to update to the number of entries I have in that contest. If I do a group, it's going to do, you know, say I want to do everything over 20 entries. Well, then now I did four contests, 30, 20, 20, 20. Now it says 90, right? So this is always going to change. And then if I was using unique rank, I could come in here and reorder them if I wanted to. I could not. It just depends. But that's basically single fill. Now I come in to multi-fill. You notice that the lineups go away and I just get a list of contests here, right? So multi-fill allows you to fill a lot of contests at the same time. And you can come in here and you can change your rank by method. If I had contest sims run, I could change it to every individual contest sim. I could set min uniques here. And then when I'm ready, I can reorder these if I want, prize pool, entry fee, do it by hand. And then now I just have two options, rank, unique, rank. There's no unique random here because what we're doing is we're filling the top contest, cycling to the next one, the next one, the next one, the next one, right? So once I click save, this is going to spin and then it's going to go through all the contests and then it's going to save them, right? Now there's one thing here. I'm using unique rank, right? So that means every contest is going to get a unique entry. Now, if I was using rank, what we would do is we would put you know, the top 30 in this one and then the top 20. So then the top 20 lineups would get reused, right? So when you use rank method, the lineups can get reused. When you use unique rank, they won't get reused. So that's how multi-fill works. But I see you said lots of dupes in multi-fill. Just make sure you're using unique rank, and that shouldn't happen. Because you see, I use unique rank, 109 entries, 109 lineups got saved. But if I say I come in here, right, I put these 109 lineups back in the pool, and I have, you know, no lineups in saved, and then I use rank, and I click save. Well, now only 30 lineups got used because that was the most entries I had. All these other ones came from those same 30. And so I have a bunch of lineups that got used more than once now. So that probably is what happened. All right, next question. Can you explain with the new Saber Sim how or if you need to do separate builds for the contests with different entry sizes or structures? Good question. So you're on the standard plan here. So the biggest thing is going to be changing the Saber scores, right? So what I would probably do is go to the contest tab, take like a snapshot of the contests and the entrants, and then make sure the Saber scores are all adjusted correctly. So then I could come back to build two. I could come into my rank buys and say, you know, okay. And I'll just guess, right? Like this single entry is, you know, 1 to 10K entries, but then this 20 max is 50K plus, right? And then this single entry again is 1 to 10K entries. And then as I go down, like, hey, maybe some of these smaller single entries are Saber score, you know, 100 to 1K, right? So the biggest thing is understanding the small slate, which is 2 to 5 games, large slate is 6 or more, and then matching the entrance to the contest that you're filling. But you don't have to do anything with the settings to do this. It's just mostly optimizing the rank by method that you're using. So that is the biggest thing with the new way the settings are set up, where the sliders are based on the slate size. And then the ranking methods have a lot to do with the type of contest that you're optimizing for. All right, good stuff there. Next question. Hi, Andrew. While using the new fill, is it recommended to still use unique random or go back to unique rank or even rank? I would say that. So if you're using multi-fill, you should be using unique rank, because that way you still get a unique lineup for each entry that you have. Now, if you are using single fill, you know, the way that we recommend using single fill is like doing it one contest at a time. And if you're doing that, then rank filling wouldn't be a problem. The only thing I would do is I would turn on this remove from pool. So basically once these 30 lineups are used, they can't be used again. Which essentially gives you a unique lineup in every entry. Which we just recommend in general. So the only time you would ever use unique random is when you were doing a group of contests together. But we have set this up in a way where you really don't need to do that. Maybe if you're using Saber Score, right? If you're a Saber Score user, what you could do is you could combine your contests by size. So like maybe all three of these contests are 10 to 50K entries. Well, then I could just put them all together since they're using the same sorting metric. Order them by prize pool or however you want to order them. That way you get more uniqueness across all three contests. And then I could use unique random on this set of 320 maxes since they all have the same sorting metric. So I think that's like probably a pretty good rule of thumb. If your contests have the same sorting metric, then you can group them together and use either unique rank or unique random. That way you get more diversity across all three contests once you start upping them in uniques, etc. All right, good stuff there. Jumping over to the live YouTube chat, Ryan said, hey, how does unique rank work on Saber Sim? I always did unique random before. So wondering how builder decides what lineups to choose. So it literally goes in the order that they're listed, right? So if we have 60 lineups and I have unique rank selected, the top 20 lineups are going to go into the top contest here. The second 20 are going to go into the second contest. The third 20 are going to go into the last contest. So that's how Unique Ring works. Unique Random could put the 60th lineup in the top contest, the 59th and the second. It doesn't really matter. But Unique Ring goes in that very specific order based on how the contests are shown. All right. Question from Easy. Do you recommend still running geomain rules, or are the improvements expected to better predict dupes for showdown main GVP? I like still doing geometric mean myself, mostly because if you're going to do the contest sim dupes in the app, make sure you are adjusting for the contest size. So for instance, our field lineups for showdown have 20,000 entries. But if you're playing, you know, the main GVP, like you called out, and there's 120,000 entries, you know, if it shows dupes of five and there's 100,000 entries in the contest, you need to multiply that dupes by five. So the actual dupes for that lineup is 25, not five, because that scales linearly. So I just use a geometric mean, custom metric, and rule, or I'm sorry, a filter. And I use that as part of like a broader avoiding duplication strategy, but I still like it personally. All right. Next question from Ricky. Can you explain how to get to captain/VIP area? I'm not sure what VIP is, but if you're looking to access the showdown slates, maybe it's not, you know, the first one popping up for you, go to the date in the top left, go to all slates, make sure you have a date, a sport, and a site chosen, and then the slates will load for you. So if you're playing FanDuel and you want to go do FanDuel single game, you hop over here and it's, you know, right here, you can click on it. And then once you do it, it'll become a tab on your Saber Sim screen. And then you can come in, you see your Anyflex, your MVP. If it's DK, you know, go over to DK, go to the Jets, SF, and then you're going to have captain and flex sections here. So you just toggle between these two, but that's how you do it for FanDuel and FanDuel and DraftKings. So let me know if you meant something different, but that's how you access the different slates. All right. Leander said, can you go over flashback for showdown? Thanks for reminding me. So we have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern today. Today's going to be reviewing NFL slates from the weekend here. So that's a great show to tune into to learn how to effectively use flashback, the questions to ask, the research to do, the conclusions to draw. So I will be doing a full contest flashback show in about 30 minutes here. So tune in for that. All right. Next question from Noah, posted in Discord, but not sure if you're still taking questions from Discord. So posting here as well. Yeah, I used to go Discord, YouTube chat, and then final sweeps on both, but happy to answer your question here. Can you talk a bit more about how single versus multi-field works when using it with contest sims? Yeah, sure. So in case you missed it, we just talked about single fill and multi-fill, but as far as in regards to contest sims, so let's say like we go to multi, right? And let's just run some contest sims. So I'm going to run these. And then I'm going to switch to multi. Select all the contests. So we're just waiting for this to finish. All right. So now that it's finished, what I can do here is I can come into the rank buys. I can go contest sims. We recommend doing target contest ROI. So contest sim, target contest ROI. Come in here and click this for all these contests. And I'm just setting this up. Okay, so now I've set up the contest sim target ROI for each of the contests. What this means is that as the builder cycles through filling each contest, it's going to rank the lineups by that specific contest's contest sim ROI, and it's going to resort them and then fill the best 30 lineups available. So this is why it's really important to order the contest in the order that they matter to you. Because let's say that, you know, I ordered this inversely by player, by prize pool, right? And I missed a couple. So this means that we're going to sort by the daily dollar. We're going to put the top ROI daily dollar lineup into this contest. We're going to remove that contest from the pool, and then we're going to go to the second contest and then the third. So you're effectively removing lineups from your pool. And the only thing you need to be cautious about is that just because a lineup was the best in this contest doesn't mean it can't also be the best lineup in another contest sim as well. So it's better to order these in the order that they matter to you. That way you can make sure that your best possible lineup goes into the contest that you care about the most, then gets removed from the pool, and then a new, you know, set of lineups is used for the second contest, a new set of lineups is used for the third. And then, you know, by the time you're all the way down at the bottom, you're using lineups that are ranked lower, but you also care a little bit less about those contests overall. Follow up. So when I use single fill and fill it by highest ROI, it's the same thing as using multi and ranking by highest target contest ROI, right? Yes, as long as you have the remove from pool option available. So like, let's say, you know, I put the contest in the same exact order, right? If I come in here and I use unique rank and I use target contest ROI, it depends how you do it. Okay. So good question. So if I have all of the contests selected at the same time in single fill, that is not the same as having them all selected at the same time in multi-fill. If I have them all selected in single fill, what we're doing is we are taking the ROI that a lineup has from each contest sim and averaging it out. So if I go to this lineup, this top lineup, and I go to the summary statistics, I can scroll down and see all of the ROIs across all of the contests. So like, for instance here, it's actually a good example. This top lineup has a 426% ROI in the flea flicker, but this lineup has a 24% ROI in the daily dollar. So those ROIs are drastically different, right? What happens when they're all selected in single fills, we are averaging all of these numbers together. We are adding up all the ROIs and then dividing by the number of contests you have available. Now, if we change this, because we're using the target contest sim ROI as the sorting metric, if we change the target contest to only be one of those contests, then the lineups get resorted. And then if I start adding more contests, right, the ROIs are going to start averaging out, and I can get a different top lineup the more and more contests that I select at the same time. So yeah, Noah's like, so never use single fill and select all. Not unless you're doing a group that you specifically want, right? If you like, hey, I only want to do, you know, these 320 maxes or something like that, and you're happy using a proxy contest sim, like one contest sim for three contests if you want, right? So that's the way it works. But single fill allows you to come in here, make minimax exposure changes, look at the lineups. So maybe you want to be hyper specific about, you know, one single entry or something, right? Then you can come in here, you can view it, you can edit it, you could, you know, adjust exposures, whatnot. This gives you a lot of hands-on ability. But if you don't want that, then you can just use multi and kind of take what the highest sim ROI options are for you. So that is effectively how it works. But good questions there for sure. Reading through some comments. Okay, got it. But if I turn remove from pool off, then I can still have duplicates across different contests. So I have duplicates within my portfolio. Yes. So if remove from pool is off, you know, maybe I fill 30 lineups first. Well, you know, more than one of these could also be one of the top 20 for a second contest. So I might go and select the first down next, but you know, maybe five of those lineups carried over. So now I have, you know, 30 lineups, and then from those 30, 5 were used twice. So that way you can get duplicates. Yes. In regards to the single fill, never using select all, seems it's not very smart to use the average since ROIs are often very different across contests. Yeah, I mean, we saw that, right? Like we saw like 24% versus like 400. Like that just means that, you know, the lineup is just better optimized for one type of contest, one type of payout structure, one contest size than a different one. And then, you know, you let the contest sim figure out like, hey, what lineups are actually good for this other contest? And then it resorts and fills those. So yes, I'm in agreement with you there. Finishing up this thought. So if I have remove from pool off, then I can still have duplicated lineups in my portfolio in different contests. If you are using single fill, yes. If you are using multi-fill, no, unless you use rank. So if you use rank method in multi-fill, you can have duplicates. If you use unique rank in multi-fill, you will not have duplicates. Basically, multi-fill has removed from pool automatically on, but in single fill, it gives you the ability to toggle it on or off. All right. Next question from Taylor. Is there a way to create a rule with multiple conditions? For example, I don't want to use more than 3 New York Jet pass catchers in a single lineup in the flex spots unless Rodgers is in the captain. Yeah, you could do something like this. So let's go over to DK. You just write it a little bit differently. So what I would do is I would do a group manual rule, and I would say if at least one. No, I'm sorry. I would say if at least 3, and I would click edit players. You're going to get this icon here on the side. So I'm going to go to the Jets. I'm going to select tight ends and wide receivers from the filters. So I'm going to say if at least 3 of these guys, I can do captain and flex together. That's usually how I write the rule. So like a combination. So grab all the captain versions of them, grab all the flex versions of them. So I'm going to say if at least 3 from this big group, click save, then use at least 1. And then I'm going to go and select Aaron Rodgers. And I'll just do quarterback. Quarterback flex, quarterback captain. Not sure exactly if you care about like, I put him in primary. My bad. I meant to put him in flex. But you would switch over to secondary and then add him there. And then click save. Wait, why is it doing that? Okay, so you got to click on the box first to get the green highlight and then click edit. If you're in primary and you just click edit for secondary, it won't go. So it's kind of like probably could be improved. So I'm going to write a little report. When doing manual group rules, clicking edit players doesn't activate box. Have to click box, then activate players in right group. And just like little stuff like that helps us improve the app when you guys notice something weird like that. Shoot us a quick message, gets us what we need, and then we can get that over the team to get that fixed. All right, question from Ricky. Is it better to go projected score with higher sim? We don't recommend using projected score basically ever unless you're using optimizer mode and playing cash games. If you're building lineups in Saber Sim, say for the showdown tonight, we always recommend using Saber Score. So that's our in-house lineup grading metric. We like it better because it takes into account projected score, but it also takes into account lineup upside, which you need, you know, high scoring outcomes to win DFS contests. And it takes into account ownership, which is important because you have lower owned players and they do well. That gives you a better path to first place, right? So if I come in here, look at this single game Saber score, I can click this eye icon. I could see what variables are part of this formula, and it's sim optimals, some projection, and adjusted ownership. So sim optimals refers to how many times a specific group of players showed up as the best. So for instance, this top lineup has a sim optimals of 9. Basically, what that means is that this exact combination of players, McCaffrey and the captain, the other five players in the flex, was the best lineup you could have 9 different times when we were trying to build this pool. We're not going to put the lineup into your pool more than once, but we still understand that that's important because that tells a lot about the win probability of the lineup. We should probably use that information for something. So we're using it in the lineup grading process, saying you should play lineups with higher sim optimals. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Caught up here in the YouTube chat. I think I saw a few more questions come in the Discord. So let's hop back over there. Okay, so this one came from Noah. So we got Noah's question here. So looks like we're actually all caught up. So perfect. We have our build review show coming up really, really soon here in about 20 minutes. Got one more from RB1. Said, for example, in 5-1 San Francisco builds, is there a way to say use Mason with CMC in only 2 of my lineups or a specific number of lineups? Or another example, say only use Mason paired with at least 2 other 49ers. So you could do the second one pretty easy. So the second one, you would do another group manual rule, kind of we did with the Rodgers thing, where you'd say, if at least one, and then you would click edit, and then you would come in here, and you would select Mason, and captain and flex. Click save. Hop over to secondary, and then we said use at least 2. And then you would have to come in here and edit and then basically select all the other 49ers players, save that, and then your rule would be set. But that's how you would do it. The first part of the question, there isn't a great way to do that. The best way to do that, in my opinion, if you want to be specific about combinations, is to use the favorites. So I'd basically do a build where I had Mason with CMC, and then I would group them together. I would say use at least 2, and I would select CMC, Captain Flex, Mason, Captain Flex. I would build the lineups, and then, you know, say it was this build, right? I would go and find those 2 lineups, or 2 of them, because all of them are going to have that combination. And then I would favorite the 2 lineups that I liked. So then once I favorite those 2 lineups, you're going to see these lineups move to the favorites tab. And then I would do another build where I would basically put a rule that says use no more than 1, and I would put those players in it. And then now, you know, all your other lineups don't have that combination and only your 2 do. So then once you're done here, you can send all these other lineups to the favorites, combine them, and then fill them into your contest. All right. Next question. What happens when we project a low projected player in showdown, but Saber doesn't have a projection for that player? Does Saber Sim give them an appropriate range of outcomes? How does that work? Good question. So we go and grab a range of outcomes from another player at the same position. So let's say that you come in here and you're like, you know what? I want to build some lineups with Brock Purdy's backup, right? Brock Purdy, 17-point projected, backup quarterback, Josh Dobbs, maybe. So I'm like, you know what? If Purdy gets hurt, I want to have some Josh Dobbs lineups. Well, you come in here and you give Josh Dobbs a projection. Well, what we'll do is we will go and take the distribution shape here from Brock Purdy. We'll adjust it to whatever mean that you have, and then apply that distribution to Dobbs. All right. Good stuff there. Looks like we're all caught up with questions. So appreciate everybody tuning in here. I will be back in about 15 minutes for the build review show. Have plenty of people signed up for today, so it should be a nice, solid show. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Until about 15 minutes, I will see you all soon. So until then, thanks. Bye.